Tell us what a sharecropper's farm is.
You have a boss. It's just like slavery. You have a lot of property on this place and different families, and they work the big farm and everything. At the end of the year, he would give them all money to carry them over the year, and that's called sharecropping.
What kind of crop was it?
Cotton and corn. That's all it was back then, just cotton and corn.
What was your father's name?
John Raymond Reed.
Tell us about your mother.
She always had been a housemaid and everything. She didn't get no further than that. Well, my daddy, he went to college. My mother, that's all she was, just a housemaid. When she passed, she was doing the same thing. My father went to college at Prairie View, and he quit college and married her, but he ended up as a barber. He had a barber shop right here in Muskogee on 2nd Street.
If she was 13, how old was he when he was married?
He was born in 1900. He's 7 years older than she was. He was around 20.
What was he like, your father?
He was well-educated, and he knew how to treat kids and motivate them and everything. He was a real good motivator because he was educated. Out of his family, he's the only one who went to college, and everybody in the family pushed him. So it was a little disappointing when he quit college and married, but you know, life went on.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
I had two brothers and one sister. My oldest brother passed, and my sister, she passed, and my youngest brother, he passed. My youngest brother went to college in the KU. My sister went to college at Richmond University, and my older brother, he did work for a trucking company. I'm only the wild sheep of the family, so they didn't try to stop me playing sports. The brother, he played football, but me, I stuck with it. I stuck with the sports because I loved it, because where I live, about 50 yards away or 60 was the ground. The Kansas City Monarchs and all the teams that come here, they would practice right in front of my house. My third door neighbor was named New Joseph. He played third base for the Kansas City Monarchs. When they practiced there, they would come across the street to my house and get water and use the bathroom and everything. It just made it handy. I was a handy boy, even like a bad boy. I was getting them water and getting 25, 50 cents and a quarter. I wanted to be a third baseman real bad, right, little old boy. And I was standing behind New Joseph, which was that all-star third baseman, the Kansas City Monarch. He feel them ground ball. A lot of them, he'd move out the way, and I was caught, you know, trying to play third base. As it was, in the Negro League, when they come here, if they come a day ahead of time, they would end up in my house.
Let me just stop you here. You were born in Windham, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Why did your family come to Oklahoma?
My mother's family, the Fosters, they all moved to Oklahoma. They did, and so we was the last one out of Texas. The Reeds was the last, my daddy's family was. His mother had already moved to Oklahoma. Everybody was migrating north. Good pickings in Oklahoma.
You were about 5 years old or so when you moved to Oklahoma?
Yeah.
What was the first house you remember here in Muskogee?
When we moved out to Taft out here with my grandfather. I come to Texas and moved at his house. And we stayed there until we moved to Muskogee, right around the corner, 613 Fremont. And I went to school at Douglas School, Douglas Grade School.
That was your first school, Douglas Grade School.
And it was half a block from me. It just crossed the road.